We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for the second Sunday of Easter is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter, verses 19 through 31. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to believe that Jesus has risen from the dead. Even though we have not seen the mark of the nails in his hands and feet, and touch his side with our own hands. The words of Jesus himself, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter, with special attention to the following verses. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed? Because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, have you ever heard someone say, "I don't believe it," or "it just can't be true," or even for that matter, "it's impossible"? I'm sure all of us have, haven't we? Yes, we have. This is especially true when something bad happens to someone we know personally, either in our family, in the circle of our friends and neighbors, and even here at church. It could be a tragic accident. a sudden illness or surgery, an unexpected death, or even for that matter, a devastating fire. Yes, a devastating fire. Because that's precisely what happened at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Thousand Oaks, California, where I was serving as the pastor of the church. Our church had a devastating fire. As it burned to the ground just 1 week before Christmas on December of 1992. I can still remember receiving that phone call from the fire department early Friday morning at approximately 1:30 a.m. I got up and went immediately. And as soon as I got to the church, I could still see the fire burning through the building. As soon as the members of our church heard about it early in the morning, they also came to see it. They had to come and see it for themselves with their own eyes. And once they got there, they just couldn't believe it, that indeed it was true. Yes, we just couldn't believe it. Most of us were sad. And a few of us even had some tears in our eyes. Yes, it's part of our human nature not to believe something until we see it for ourselves with our own eyes. And that's precisely what happened to Thomas, one of Jesus' own disciples. There was no question about the fact that Thomas could not bring himself to believe in Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Even though the other disciples told them, "We have seen the Lord." Instead, Thomas needed to see Jesus for himself, just like the others did. He needed to touch the mark of the nails in his hands, his feet, touch his side that was bruised. Unfortunately, Thomas was somewhere else and not with the 11 disciples when Jesus appeared to them the first time. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, they were hiding behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. And suddenly Jesus appeared to them and said, "Peace be with you," which was the normal and customary Hebrew greeting or shalom. And then Jesus showed them the scars in his hands and the bruise in his side. And as soon as the disciples saw his hands and his side, they were glad to see him. And then Jesus also said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Interesting, isn't it? Jesus doesn't ask them, "How are you doing? How have you been since Good Friday? Or why are you hiding behind locked doors?" No, Jesus says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And there's a reason for that. Here Jesus is already preparing them to receive the Holy Spirit. Once he has ascended into heaven 40 days later, and told them to go and make disciples of all nations, and especially 50 days later on Pentecost Day, as they were going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Samaria and Judea, and to the ends of the earth." And finally, but not least, Jesus also gives them this instruction. "If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold the forgiveness
from anyone, it is withheld. And after having said that, Jesus suddenly vanishes without saying goodbye. Strange, isn't it? But that's precisely what happened. So what do the disciples do? They go quickly to Thomas and say, Thomas, we have seen the Lord. And what does Thomas say? Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and unless I place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe it. Thomas was skeptical. He wanted some kind of proof or evidence that Jesus had indeed risen from the dead. In other words, Thomas wanted to see Jesus for himself with his own eyes, just like the other disciples did. And until that happened, Thomas was not about to accept the fact that he had risen from the dead. He wanted to see Jesus face to face. So 8 days later, Jesus comes back a second time. And he comes into their midst and he says again, peace be with you. And then he turns to Thomas and says, Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands and put out your hand and place it in my side. Stop not believing. Believe. And as soon as Jesus said that, Thomas got down on his knees. He was embarrassed, ashamed, and he said, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus rebuked him, saying, and rightly so, Thomas, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Now, what about us? What about you and me? Are we any different than Thomas? You know the answer. No, we're not. We're no different or better than Thomas. Sometimes we have our own doubts, don't we? We have our own questions about our faith. Our trust in Jesus as the crucified Lord and risen Savior. Let's be honest about that this morning. This is especially true when bad things happen to us. I'll be the first to confess. When bad things happen to us, we become weak in our faith. And guess who tempts us to stray away from Jesus? Our enemy, the devil, right? To question our faith, our trust in Jesus, to ask ourselves, why me, Lord, and not someone else? Why our church had to be burned and not another church down the street? We've all done that. In our time of fear, of despair, desperation. It is then that we also need to hear the words of Jesus this morning. Put your finger here and see my hands. Put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Yes, today Jesus also reaches out to you. And he reaches out to me and says, peace be with you and receive the Holy Spirit. Especially when we face our disappointments, problems, trials, and tribulations in life. He offers us his peace and the Spirit of God with the mark of the nails in his hand, his feet, and in his side. As a matter of fact, as we today again partake of the true body and blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament, Jesus touches us with the mark of the nails in his hands, his feet, the bruise in his side. And he offers us what? The forgiveness of our sins. The promise of the gift of eternal life through faith in him as our Savior. He offers us his speeds and the Spirit of God as he says to each and every one of us, blessed are you who have not seen and yet have believed. That's the kind of faith we have because of the Holy Spirit who has brought us to faith in Jesus Christ in the first place. Yes, we're blessed. Even though we haven't seen Jesus with our eyes and touched Jesus with our hands, we are blessed because of our faith in Christ as the crucified Lord and risen Savior. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit, that even though we haven't seen Jesus, we haven't touched Jesus, that we have faith, we have trust in Him as our Lord, our Savior, as the crucified and risen Savior. The words we find at the end of the gospel reading for today, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet whose faith hath constant been. In life eternal they shall reign. Yes, blessed are you today, even though you haven't seen Jesus. God bless you in your walk, your faith in the crucified Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.